Support for KPLU comes from Carter Subaru, sponsor of KPLU's studio sessions and a steward of the environment by being on the road to carbon neutral. Carter Subaru has planted over 100,000 trees in the Mountains to Sound Greenway. Carter Subaru in Ballard Shoreline and cartersubaru.com. Planting a forest one test drive at a time.
KPLU is proud to welcome three guitar players to our studios today. Perry Smith and John Story founded the group while studying at the Thornton School of Music at USC, and after a few personnel shifts, have settled into a trio with the newest member, Will Brom. Please welcome the New West Guitar Group.
Thank you.
the New West Guitar Group, live in the studios here at KPLU. Let's talk a little bit about the formation of the group. Perry and John were at school at the prestigious Thornton School of Music at USC. And tell me about the very beginnings of the group when you were put together. Or did you see each other in the hallway and said, we should do something?
Yeah, something like that. Actually, we were put together as a class originally because we were all jazz guitar majors. And so they had to figure out something to do with that degree. And they just said, all right, we'll go in a guitar ensemble. And at first, we didn't take it that seriously. We just thought it was another class. But a lot of things clicked right from the beginning, and we had a lot of fun playing. And 10 years later, we're back up in Seattle playing again.
John, do you remember if there was a moment in class when you thought, you know, this could be a long-term project? It's been 10 years now. Or was it just something that built and built?
Well, I remember the first time I met Perry. It was like the week before school started my freshman year, and we had a mutual friend. And we got together and played some tunes. And right away, I was like, oh, we got to play some more together. And I was very excited to be in a guitar ensemble. I had never done a guitar ensemble before. And from the beginning, we just tried to bring it back to our roots with straight-ahead jazz guitar. And as a result, that sort of led us to write our own original music, you know, and that just kept inspiring us to add more tunes to the book. So it's been over 10 years now we've been doing this.
And with a few different lineups, there have been a few different guitar players come through. You're a quartet at one point. Will, I would wonder what it was like when you joined the group. Were you asked, or did you just butt in and just kept showing up?
John, I've been friends with John for a few years, and he contacted me, and I was thrilled to be asked, and I said yes very quickly. Yeah.
There's a wonderful blend in this group of different styles of guitars, of especially electric and acoustic guitars. And talking to some of my guitar friends, I've heard that that's kind of unusual. You either have an acoustic guitar ensemble or an electric guitar ensemble, and the two usually don't get together. Why is that unusual?
Why is it unusual? Wow, that's a tough question. It's probably unusual because it's fairly difficult, you know, to blend these things. You know, what we go through each performance to try to get the sound just right on the acoustic with the electric, it takes a lot. You know, sometimes our sound checks can be an hour long, you know, and so it's a little more involved. And of course, you have to carry more guitars when you travel, so that's something to look into. But that's really the sound of our group. I mean, the New West Guitar Group is about celebrating the instrument that we love. And it's not just an electric instrument, it's also an acoustic instrument. And on this next song, we wanted to play, features a really cool kind of guitar called the baritone guitar, which is kind of deeper than your standard guitar, but not quite as deep as the bass. And you know, that's sort of our MO, is to really feature the instrument that we love.
All right, let's hear that baritone guitar. It's the New West Guitar Group, live on KPLU. Thank you. The New West Guitar Group, live in the studios here at KPLU. Perry Smith, John Story, and Will Brom. And I wonder if education is an important part of this group as well. John?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of teaching and going into schools, particularly universities and colleges, even some high schools that are now having guitar programs. You know, guitar's becoming a popular classroom instrument. And it's really fun to go into these schools where guitarists often ask us how we get on the road, how we travel. You know, New West Guitar Group is kind of it's a different kind of enterprise than, say, if I was leading my own band. So it's been a fun kind of thing to show a lot of teamwork. And so we love going into schools and talking about the business and also how we approach arranging and writing for guitars, because we try to take principles of the string quartet and apply it to this setting, even though we're playing the same instruments. So it's fun to have the opportunity in the forum to get to teach. And Cornish is a great school. The president of the university was the dean when I was at CalArts in Los Angeles. So it's a kind of a sister school of where I went also for my master's. It's a great place.
The band has also done a lot of work in the past with singers, with Gretchen Parlato and Sarah Gazarek, a big friend of the station here at KPLU. Is that a regular feature of the band for you guys to work with singers as a group or individually?
Well, yes and yes to your questions. In terms of with the group, New West Guitar Group, we've recently started collaborating a lot more with singers, and in particular the great Sarah Gazarek, who's from here in Seattle. We met her down in Los Angeles as well many years ago, and our next album, which will be coming out later in the spring, is going to feature Sarah and a host of other great jazz singers, including Gretchen. And it's fun for us to get to work with a singer in this context because, as you mentioned, we've all worked with them individually throughout our careers as guitarists. And so to bring them in kind of into our world and play songs that we arrange specifically for them that really bring out their amazing qualities has been a new and very fun thing for us.
Excellent. We'll look forward to the new CD featuring a slew of fantastic vocalists. Now, John and Will are based in the Los Angeles area. Perry, you're in New York, which in a way is genius because you've got your feet in both big cities, so you can network a lot with two different cities. But it's got to be a down point to that too as well, John.
Well, you know, we rehearse in Oklahoma or Kansas, depending on the traffic. You know, we check the traffic report and then we just start driving. It's great. You know, the sound of the group is very much based on the West Coast. It always has been. But what's been fantastic, as you mentioned, about having one of our members in New York is that we get to participate in the scene a little bit out there. And, you know, we travel a lot, and it's helped us set some pretty high goals for the group. You know, we try to get out and really travel around and find the right venues. And in order for us to do that, we each have to kind of leave our scenes. We can't be playing only in L.A. or only in New York. So that's why we're so excited to be here and to be playing Kirkland on Saturday. It's such a great venue for us too. So
I think for jazz fans, there's an assumption that a musician could only be settled in one style of jazz. You're either a Wes Montgomery or you're a Kenny Burrell or you're a Pat Metheny. You guys seem to do a lot of different things and explore the breadth of the instrument. I wonder if your fan base is also like that. Like you might have some country fans and some roots fans. Will?
I'm a little new to this, so I don't know, guys.
I wanted Will to chime in here. Well, yeah, our audience is a wide range. You know, we do have jazz fans, but it's fun. You know, the guitar is such an instrument with a community in its own right, and we love connecting to guitar players. Some guys who come see us have never really heard Wes Montgomery or Kenny Burrell. Those guys are huge, and, you know, Jim Hall, Pat Metheny, that's where a lot of us are coming from. But yeah, we love connecting to both, and that's been fun about New West Guitar Group. The audience at Kirkland is really a fun audience to play for because I think they're used to concert environment stuff, so it really allows us to bring out the dynamics and bring out the shape of our music versus playing in a club, you know. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited.
Right. Everybody heading out to the show, bring your guitar playing friends along. They're going to love this stuff. Let's get back into the music. I know we got one more song, and we'll go a little bit more traditional jazzy on this one, Perry.
Yeah, definitely. We started playing the great Dave Brubeck composition, Blue Rondo a la Turk. And it's been a real successful tune for us. People have enjoyed it, and it was requested for us here today. So we'd like to conclude with that.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you to the audience for being
Thank
here.
You. Yeah.
The New West Guitar Group, live on KPLU.